Hello. Bishop asked me if I'd like to share something today. And yes, I would. Yes, I would. I want to share a prophetic word. So the Lord told, anybody who's been coming to Noonday Eucharist knows that the Lord told Bishop to start reading through John, the Gospel of John, and that he was going to show him how much he loves him through the Gospel of John. Well, when I heard him talking about that, the Lord just moved in my heart, and he told me anybody who will take that seriously and who will show up for the battle, who will show up with a hungry heart to find out and have revelation that God loves them, that he was going to share that, that it was just going to flow right out of Bishop to us. And so I just want to share that because, y'all, to know that we're loved by God is the most important thing that we will ever know. There is nothing that compares to it. There is nothing that will satisfy your soul like knowing you're loved by him. Out of that love that you come to know in him comes everything you need for life. Comes security, comes courage, comes kindness, comes mercy, comes grace. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And all of that comes from hearing God. It all comes from knowing that he loves you personally. Scripture says in the Song of Solomon that your vineyard, I'm paraphrasing a little bit here, but basically says that tending your vineyard is the most important thing you can do. Not someone else's vineyard. Taking care of your children is not the most important thing you can do, right? No. Your job and others, that's not the most important. It's the second commandment, but it is not the first commandment. The first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. And he's not saying that they're like a stern perfectionist. He's saying that as one who is sharing his love with us. And as he shares his love with us, we naturally love him back, right? And out of that, and his love, so when I share his love with someone, it's because I love his love. You know, when you, the more you get to know him and the more you hear from him, the more you just fall in love with him and you love the way he loves. You love how merciful he is to you. And you love that so much, it makes you want to be merciful to others. Because if you love something, that's what you want to be around. It's what you want to cling to. So this whole story, this whole deal in John just has been wrecking me. Just, I love that saying, because for a long time people would say that, and I would be like, but it really does wreck you. Craig and I got some news yesterday that we didn't love. And I was so tempted to be disappointed. But I just found myself going, Lord, I know you love me. And I know you're doing it just right. And I found myself, I didn't want to complain. And I didn't want to be mad at him. Because I didn't want to have that break in that consciousness of his love. I didn't want to hurt him. I really, and the thing is that the more you grow in the Lord, the more you come to a place where you do know that God loves you. It says back here in Isaiah, this is one of my favorite verses. And ye shall know with understanding based on personal experience that he is Lord. And that is so real. That is so true. You can know him based on personal experience that he is Lord. Anyway, so I was reading in John the other day. I've read this a million times. Never saw it till the other day. I was excited because I got there before he did. He had already seen it, but I got to share it with him. But in John 17, verse 22, I have given to them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be one just as we are one. In them, I'm not reading the right verse here. It's a good verse. And there, Lord ministered much to me out of that. Let's see. Because we're going to get to this one. Okay, Father, I desire that they also whom you have given to me as your gift to me may be with me where I am so that they may see my glory which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. I was reading that and all of a sudden I went, and before that it says, I in them and you in me that they may be perfect and complete into one. I read that all these years I've been thinking that that was for the future. That was so that when I get to heaven, he wants me to be with him in heaven. So he's going to go, you know, die on the cross and I'm going to get born again. And one day I'm going to go be with him. But I looked at that, y'all, and all of a sudden I went, oh my God, that's my union with Christ. His whole thing that he's talking about right there was my union with Christ. He wants me to be with him now. He wants me seated in the heavenly places now. He wants me operating in the glory now. Not just when I get to heaven. When he wrote that, he wasn't even talking about the future. He was talking about now, y'all, our union with Christ. I know, amen. So let's turn over here to John 15, verse 9, 10, and 11. I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love and do not doubt my love for you. If you keep my commandments and obey my teaching, you will remain in my love just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that my joy and delight may be in you and that your joy may be made full and complete and overflowing. If you keep my commandments and obey my teaching. I was reading that and I was like, all these years, I've always thought about everything that he did when he talked about thou shalt not, and so forth and so forth. And the Lord just said, I thought, what are his commandments? There's two great commandments, y'all, to love the Lord, the second to love your neighbor, right? So what he's saying there, and to remain in his love, is your relationship with him, is coming to him, is knowing that he loves you. To remain in his love, you got to know that he loves you. How do you come to know that he loves you? Well, by obeying the call that he put on you to follow him, to come to him. Not that, okay, I'm going to go today and I'm going to do everything just right. He's saying, if you'll come to me, I'm calling you. Because, you know, to go to him, we're only answering a call. Scripture says you can only go to the Father if he draws you. So you're answering a call. The very thing that causes you to want to go to him. But going to him and you get into his presence, you go to him in the word. You go to him when you go to church. You go to him when you worship. You get in his presence and you tune your ear to him. You look for him. Scripture is not supposed to be something you memorize and learn as a, like some kind of tool. I mean, you can do that, but scripture is a door. It's the word, it's God. You're looking for the presence of God. And in that presence, you're transformed. In that presence, you come to know you're loved, right? Okay, out of that love comes this. I don't think I've read through the book of John enough. Y'all, we get to remain in his love. We get to remain with our consciousness on his presence and in his love. And that always results in just hearing how much he loves us. And when you hear how much he loves us, just like we said, it just transforms you. You become a very secure person. You become, you know, you become happy. You become excited. You become joyful. All those things are just welling up within you because that's who Jesus is. Verse 12, this is my commandment that you love and unselfishly seek the best for one another, just as I have loved you. No one has greater love nor stronger commitment than to lay down his life for his friends. God is calling us out of our relationship and love with him. He's calling us to love one another, to put one another first, to give each other preferential treatment, to consider others before yourself. He's called us to do that unselfishly, but you'll never do that if you don't know that you're loved. If you don't know that you're loved, you will feel like you have to compete for everything that you have in life. But you will feel like you have to compete for God. And you will feel like you have to compete with one another. And you'll never be able to go, Hey, I use this example all the time. Sam and Luke are my favorite worship leaders. They are amazing, okay? I've been on the worship team 10 times longer than they have. I'm way older. I love that Sam is so good. I love it. I love to worship with her. But if I hadn't had the Lord tell me how much he loves me and enjoys listening to me, I would feel competition with her, you know? But I don't have to, because that's not what it's about. It's about worshiping him, and he loves to hear me worship him. If we don't know how much we're loved, we cannot love others, because we don't know how to love. We know how to worldly love. You give people what they deserve. You putting yourself first and blah, blah, blah. We know, the world knows how the world loves. He's called us, and I love this. I have given to them the glory and honor right now, which you have given me, that they may be one just as we are one. That is talking about us being one with him, but it's also talking about us being one. It's also talking about how the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit love each other, how they love us, how they've called us to love others. We don't have to fight for our own place. We don't have to fight for position. We don't have to fight for all that, because our place is deeply, deeply secure in Christ and who we are in him. But that's the whole thing. We have to know we're loved. We can only find that by seeking him, by putting yourself places where you can hear, by putting yourself at his feet and watching him over and over again. And the Lord knows, y'all, that it takes time to get to know him. It takes time. He knows that. He talks about in scripture that we're being built up. We go from glory to glory. We're being built up in our faith, and we're learning him new all the time. What I know right now is nothing compared to what I'm going to know 5 years from now. And what y'all know right now is nothing compared to what you'll know 5 years from now. When I look at y'all, or when y'all look at me, this is not the finished product. In 5 years, I will be different. In 5 years, we will all be different. We can be deeper in his love, or we can be further away from him. But if you seek his face, if you give yourself over to your relationship with the Lord, he's patient and kind, and he speaks to us, and he builds us up, and he brings us to a place where we just know we're loved. And then thus, life is formed. Life is lived. Amen? Amen. Amen.